Okay, this is talking with Derek Bonberg on 21 May 1981 over the telephone from Cambridge to his home in Middlesex. Well, first of all, if you could just tell me what your educational background was and then when you first came into contact with radio astronomy.
Yes. I went from school to Imperial College. This was at the beginning of the war, and the situation was rather chaotic. I moved from, I didn't go straight to Imperial College because Imperial College was closed. This was 1939. I went to various polytechnics for a month or two here and there. But finally, in 1940, Imperial College opened, and I had one way or another completed the first year of college by these bits and pieces means.
Yes.
We were in the middle of a war then, as you understand.
Right.
And then I spent the second, it's a three-year course.
Yeah.
For a first degree. And the second and third years of that degree I spent at Imperial College, and I took a degree in radio telecommunications, electrical engineering telecommunications, I should say.
Yes.
We got a first-class honors on that, and was awarded the ACGI, which is a local diploma to add to the BSc degree. And after that, one came under the control of the government,
right?
As a wartime measure, and I first of all attempted to enter the RAF, and I was not accepted for some undisclosed health reasons, and then I was finally directed to TRE Malvern. So that was the end of my formal education.
Yes.
I started at the end of the war in 1945, when I went to Cambridge. I was invited to Cambridge by J.A. Ratcliffe.
Yes.
In whose department I had been working at the wartime civilian organization, TRE.
Right.
You know about that. I was invited by Ratcliffe to join his research group at Cambridge, and was put to work in Ryle's section.
Right.
He had several sections running there, and I went to Ryle's. And I was registered as a PhD student.
I see.
At Trinity College. Unfortunately, after a couple of years, I developed health problems, and when those were overcome, I decided not to pursue the PhD course, but took a job in the Cavendish Laboratory in another department, in the Department of Nuclear Physics.
Yes.
Running as actually a paid employee of the Cavendish then. Running the cyclotron,
right,
which was the beginning of the next part of my career.
Right. Now, when did that change take place?
Well, that was in 1947. So that I had from 45 to 47, approximately 2 years with Ryle.
Okay. Now, when you were invited to the Cavendish, was it? Did you know that you were going to get involved in radio astronomy? Was that part of the attraction, or did?
No, I didn't know that. All I knew was that I was interested in radio. I hadn't any very clear idea what I wanted to do. I was intrigued at the idea of having an opportunity of doing research. It sounded exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Ratcliffe seemed to like what I'd been doing for him during the war. It was not research or development. It was the introduction of new radar equipment to the services. practical job.
Training, more or less, you mean?
Demonstrating training, assisting them with servicing.
I see.
A general introduction problem, actually out in the field.
I see.
So, evidently on that basis, he felt he could use me at Cambridge, and so I joined his group.
Right. Now, did you happen to know Martin Ryle? He was at TRE also, was he not?
Well, I didn't really know him. No, I knew of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know him personally at all.
Okay.
I was very little at the base. I spent most of my time out with the RAF on their stations around the country.
Right. Well, in any case, this gave you a good practical grounding in radio techniques and so forth.
It was a very salutary experience. It taught me all I think I needed to know about the problems of reliability.
Mm-hmm. Which, of course, was very important to making these sensitive radio astronomy measurements.
Well, it was even more important when I came to be making medical equipment after I left Ryle. But Ryle also taught me a great deal about the design, engineering design of really reliable, well-planned, well-designed equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to the beginning now.
Yeah.
You began working, and can you...